The top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go. Four,
three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Of all the things that happened in the primary debate last night, the Democrat debate last night.
Yes.
This was without question my favorite. Please welcome Andrew Yang, salesman game show host.
I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how we will get our country working for us again, the American people.
Kamala Harris.
It's original. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and then Pete Buttigieg. Now, I like Kamala Harris laughing because she's an attorney general, right? She's a former attorney general. She's like, oh my God, that's totally illegal what you just did.
No, he's talking about universal income. Oh, you mean just giving it away to 10 people?
Yes. Right, they go to his website, like buying their votes. There's like a whole thing that goes with
that. The Yang Gang.
Yeah.
He's got it going on.
Sure.
You think he'd be more popular.
That was a highlight, though. I like the idea that, you know, and Trump is at home going, why didn't I think of that?
Did you see at the end, Andrew Yang went to the cameras. I think CNN was still on the debate as they were breaking up and hugging. And he goes up to the cameras, like, kissing it and waving at it.
Oh, I know. He's he's very fun. He's fun. But I said that about Trump, too, when he was running and he became president. Oh, God. All right. But then there was this very awkward moment where Joe Biden literally is living in 1968.
We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, or a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. There's
thank
so
you,
much.
Vice
we No, I'm going to go like the rest of you.
Thank you. That's it. I have enough of that.
You might want to stop there, actually, as your campaign manager.
Yeah. That was his campaign manager. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
No, it was
thank you. He said photograph. For God's sake, shut up. I like how he led with radio, though. You know, radio's still relevant. But he took television off the table, which I liked. It was television, and he took it off the table.
Because aren't there rules about pediatricians and TV exposure?
No, it's because television hadn't been invented yet in his brain.
Okay, he was still back there.
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
No.
That doesn't help.
No. I don't know. This literally is like, this is the way I feel as a Bears fan right now. I'm like, I'm not sure Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the guy. What do we got?
That was only the first game. I would say this is a slower kind of thing where people keep trying to give him a chance and then these things come out.
Pete Buttigieg looks like he can get out of the pocket. Maybe we should...
he's a scrambling quarterback for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He's scrambling.
Option quarterback.
I don't know if he's got the long ball, but I think he's got...
intermediate passes.
He's
game manager.
I'll take a game manager defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't turn the ball over, Buttigieg.
He's got intangibles. Did I say he could speak French?
Ball security's job security,
right.
Buttigieg.
Exactly. I think that's pretty much your only hope.
When do they trim this down? It's getting ridiculous.
It's going up for the next debate.
What?
11 people from 10.
My God.
Yeah.
Did you see that what Marianne Williamson said, that the Republicans are treating her better than the Democrats?
Mm-hmm. Because they want her to stay in.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You're doing great, Marianne. Yeah. Keep
She's
it going.
Amazing.
And now they want Beto to stay in. They want Beto to go, I'm taking all your guns next. Because the AR-15, I mean, he just wanted to do a mandatory buyback for the AR-15. I mean, I'm willing to listen. How much are they going to spend? What are you going to offer? That's, you know, there's that. But this is now, you know, this is like, I watched that whole thing last night. I'm like, you have a guy who's eminently beatable. I mean, you almost have to just run a complete putz to lose. And I watched this last night, and I'm like, all I see are complete putts.
You're like, there might be one or two up there. yeah, it's concerning.
And Bernie, I swear to God, I thought he ran out of oxygen at one point. That there's going to be a moment where Bernie goes down, and Kamala Harris is going to have to give him CPR, and then there's going to be a love story. I don't know, the whole thing. Let's find out from Kim what's coming up in the news at the bottom.
Roe, we're following the case of a Dalton teen charged with murder in the death of a mother of eight. We'll have details coming up.
Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
This week on Chicago's Best, it's all about juicy, meaty, tender goodness from porterhouse steak to whole fish. It's Chicago's Best Off the Bone, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5. We played two cuts already. We're up to
number 3.
Kim Kardashian West was on The View, and she's talking about, you know, she's taking this law school thing very seriously, even though she's not going to law school.
What is she doing?
She is interning at a law firm so that she can become a lawyer, so she can take the bar. All I have to do is take the bar. I don't have to go to law school. This is for reals.
I was not a college person. I did not like school. I love this. I'm obsessed. Everyone's partying Fashion Week, going to every amazing party, and I'm sitting home in my room on Barbary, which is like this lecture course, and studying and reading and preparing for this big contracts test I have, and I love it, and I have no FOMO of not being out at these parties.
Look at the turnaround. Look at the sacrifice that she is making there by not going to Fashion Week. Everybody is going. We're all going. Everybody's going. She's staying home and studying. Like everybody else who was ever a doctor or a lawyer.
Or a normal person not going to Fashion Week.
Oh, my God. All right.
She says CBD saved her life, though, by the way. It was another thing she revealed.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Because she had. Why?
She had some kind of relaxation issues.
Oh, she couldn't relax. Everybody can relax. I can't relax. Oh, God. All right.
Number 2.
All right. There have been some very entertaining football coaches throughout history, right?
Sure have.
Oh, yeah. You think
right
about
here
it.
In Chicago.
Yes, right here in Chicago, right? Well, now comes a new contender you've never heard of. Former Montana Tech coach Bob Green. He coached the Ore Diggers for 24 seasons before retiring in 2010. He's a former Marine, a Vietnam vet, and still works for the school. And he has now made the list as perhaps most entertaining football coach ever.
The key to the win was that the Ore Diggers took control early. Kind of like when you get married. That first day, your wife takes control early. And that's what the Ore Diggers did.
Our football team was like the kid that plays second French horn in the school band. We got to play better. And that's a double-edged sword, you know. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. you got mixed feelings.
First of all, they got after it hard. I'm telling you, they were like a hobo on a ham sandwich. They were going hard.
I love that guy.
It's so great. How come I didn't know about this guy?
Because it was Montana Tech. That's why you didn't know about him.
Yeah, that makes sense now.
And Kim Kardashian didn't tell you about him because she was home studying.
On her CBDs.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. She is more reprehensible now, I think.
Number 1.
Eddie Money, the singer, saxophonist, has died. Brooklyn-born, Long Island, raised rocker. Born Eddie Mahoney, broke in the music scene after moving to Berkeley, California in the late 60s, after nearly a decade honing his craft in the Bay Area rock scene with manager Bill Graham. He inked a deal with Columbia Records, which distributed his self-titled album in 1977. And that record opens with perhaps the singer's most enduring hit. I've got And then one of the great ballads of the era. That song landed in the top 25 and went double platinum, beginning a decade-long stretch where the singer's tracks routinely charted despite being largely disregarded by rock critics at the time. Eddie Money scored the biggest hit of his career, though, in 1986 with... Take me home. Eddie Money was 70 years old.
The top five at five.